This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Adrian Hill was telling us yesterday, September 11th, of course, about the building and financing of all the memorials to victims of mass violence in this country that are being built. Today, maintaining those memorials, keeping them functioning and relevant even years later. Here's Adrian.
Oklahoma City, April 19, 1995. Here's NBC's Tom Brokaw.
A massive car bomb exploded outside of a large federal building in downtown Oklahoma City.
168 people died in the blast. Hundreds more were injured. In the years that followed, the community, with the help of the state and federal government and private donors, built the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum. This is from the walking tour.
We come here to remember
those who were killed,
those who survived, and those changed forever.
In 2015, on the anniversary of the bombing, former President Bill Clinton gave a speech on the grounds.
For 20 years, you have honored the memories of your loved ones. You have inspired us with the power of your renewal.
But the work of remembering and renewing and honoring can be expensive. Kerry Watkins is the executive director of the Memorial and Museum.
We spend about $1 million a year on the outdoor memorial, keeping it up to date and running it and operating it in a way that where it stands as it was the day it was open.
The foundation spent $10 million a few years back to update the museum, to add technology and artifacts. It raises a significant portion of its revenue through ticket sales, a marathon each year. There's money from the gift store, an endowment, and traditional fundraising.
And while we want to maintain the sanctity and the beauty of the story, there is a business side to it, and you have to figure out how to balance those so that you're not offending people as well.
The Oklahoma City Memorial is on a large scale. Most memorials to mass violence don't have former U.S. presidents willing to come speak on anniversaries. Most are meant for their communities. And for all the promises to always remember, memorials can be hard to maintain.
I think a lot of people think that memorials are permanent and are forever.
Erica Doss is a professor of American Studies at Notre Dame and author of the book Memorial Mania, Public Feeling in America. She says many memorials being built today include plans for preservation and maintenance, 5, 10, sometimes 20 years. Longer than that?
The life of a memorial is also very much about those who want to take care of it, lay claim to it, want to respond to it.
Which brings us to the Edmond Post Office Memorial, a 30-minute drive from Oklahoma City. August 20, 1986, a postal worker in Edmond, Oklahoma, killed 14 of his co-workers. And with the help of public donations, the community and the U.S. Postal Service created a fountain and sculpture. It cost around $100,000 and was unveiled in 1989.
I go by there once a week, probably.
That's Herb Retke. He says he's one of the few people who still pushes to keep the memory of that day in people's minds. He worked at the post office in 1986. He wasn't there at the time of the shooting. His shift hadn't started, but his friends, co-workers, and brother-in-law were killed.
Well, I just drive by the memorial. Sometimes I don't stop because I can't stand that long. But anyway, I go by there and see how it is and remember all the guys and girls.
The fountain stopped working for a while. It dried up. But the pipes were repaired in time for the 30th anniversary last year. Retke and a friend organized a ceremony.
I intend on doing more every year as long as the good Lord lets me on earth.
For this year's anniversary, the 31st, there was no planned public memorial service. But Retke bought 14 flags and placed a wreath with a yellow ribbon and the words, "Never Forgotten." I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.